So that's the plan. I should say something about what the four topics are that we're studying here. There are, as you can see from the syllabus, there are, if we go up to the fourth page here, the first topic is four lectures on explanation in the social sciences. Explanation in the social sciences. That would be directly the philosophy of social science. The second major topic is analytical Marxism or Western Marxism. Four lectures on Western Marxism. The third major topic is China studies, Chinese history, and the reflecting which I have done and some other scholars have done about the methodological and theoretical issues which have come up in the field of China studies and history. So that's an interesting series of topics. And then the fourth and final topic is what I would call the philosophical treatment of the ethics of global development, the ethics of global development, which has to do with global justice. It has to do with inequalities in the world economy. It has to do with the fact that Latin America is progressing much more slowly than East Asia, and that the standard of living in India is much lower than the standard of living in France. In other words, what are the principles of justice? It's an international topic, which will be of interest to you. What are the principles of justice which we ought to be thinking about as we engage in global development? And you could say it's just about the world as a whole. You could say it's about China, because one of the very big questions in Chinese economic development, I believe, is how should the good results of economic growth on the one hand and improving poverty and reducing inequalities on the other hand, how should these two things be weighted together? Economic growth, inequalities between East and West. You're from the West of China, right? And as I understand it, there is a great inequality between Eastern China and Western China. Well, what principles of justice should we be considering as, what principles of justice should the Chinese government and the Chinese people be considering as economic development moves forward in China? So that's the fourth big topic. And you might wonder, what holds all of these things together? What I would say is that they all come together because they're all, in one way or another, the interface between philosophical thinking and real problems of social and social scientific progress. It's a place, each of these is a topic where a philosopher is able to explore and examine and question some of the basic assumptions of the social sciences, of Marxism, of China studies, and of global development. In other words, in each case, it is a place where a philosopher can be kind of practical, can kind of find a way of contributing to the progress of the social sciences, of economic development, and so forth. Now, each of these is an area